Kodesh Tov.
Anna
has joined.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Lashem Yechud Kudsha Baruch Hu Yishvuchei Utkibu Urchimu Utkibu Utkibu Urchimu Le'afta Lashem Yudhei Bavavhei Ve'yechuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Our Rosh Kodesh connection starts with our
Gabriella
has joined
to certainty with the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tame Nam Dekucha Berichu Koma De Aved. Leila witata ko lai hu kishot biovada dikshot veleid lach mila bialma divae barnash vedach yaleya mine yaulam haga veya kalana tehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikolait derich bi alma. The handout for tonight's class is available on the Unique Astrological Times.
Has joined.
That can be found underneath the two pictures on the right of every YeshYeshem webpage, or on mobile devices, it's frequently at the bottom of the page. Once the Unique Astrological Times landing page is open, scroll down to the section titled Rosh Kodesh ER, that's spelled Y-I-Y-A-R. When you find that, click on the link for the year 5781, and that's where our handout will be. And I'm going to just express one of the commentaries that we will be reading tonight has to do with, it sounds like, a used car salesman trying to sell you the Zohar. And there's a reason for it. So don't get turned off by the used car salesman's pitch.
Has joined.
You will have a real good indication of why it's being done like that. One important fact to keep in mind, every day in the month of Iyar is a day in which the Omer is counted. For this year, that means all 4 weeks plus 2 days are days of the Omer, which is generally considered a negative period. There are positive days in ER, as discussed below, yet they are few and far between, unless you have the right
has joined
attitude. Our first commentary for this year comes from the Daily Zohar. ER, the month of healing and sustenance. A few notes about the month of ER, the month of healing. The name of the month is related to the last words of the verse from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26.
Vayomer im shamoa tishma lekol Adonai yohei wahei Adanu yo yo wahei dawanu hei yo Elohecha vehayashar ve'enav ta'aseh ve'hazanta Kol hukav kol hamachala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim malecha ki ani Adonai yohei wahei adanu yo Dawanu heyo profecha.
And he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of Hashem, your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his mitzvot, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, Hashem, am your healer. The Book of Formation, the Sefer Yetzirah, reveals that the month of Iyar is controlled by the letter Vav and the Taurus constellation. Vav is the aspect of Zeranpin, and the connection between Bina, with the hay, and Malchut, with the hay. The connection of the upper and lower is represented by the unification Yud-Hay-Vav-Hay. And Aleph-Dalad-Nun-Yud, Adonai. And it is the sequence.
Has joined.
The permutation of Hashem's name related to Iyar is Yo He He Wa, where we see the letters of Malchut and Bina attached together without the process of the Vav. The Kabbalist B'nai Yisachar brings reference to the name of the month as the initials of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Rachel, representing Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Malchut. The numerical value of the name ER is 221, and this is the same as Arich, which means healing, in coming from the verse of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 17.
Has joined.
The veil of Miriam in the wilderness was given in the month of ER. The manna came down from heaven for the first time in the month of Iyar. We read Parashat Haman to connect to the energy of sustenance. Please mute your phones by pressing star 6. Thank you. The manna came down from heaven for the first time in the month of Iyar. We read the Parashat of Haman because it's connected to the energy of sustenance. The building of the first holy temple began in the month of Iyar. On the 18th of the month, we celebrate Lag BaOmer, the day that Rabbi Shimon left the world, adding the greater light to this month. And Lag BaOmer is considered as a mini Shavuot because of that revelation. Lag BaOmer is also the birthday of the Daily Zohar, and we will celebrate 12 years of Daily Zohar studies. And thank Hashem for this. And if you haven't registered for the Daily Zohar daily email, I highly recommend that. As we learn from the short notes above, Iyar is a month full of energy, of healing, of sustenance, of second chances. To be able to benefit from this light of healing and the light of Rabbi Shimon, we need to have or prepare our vessels with a study of Zohar, and avoiding all the negative aspects that may bring impurities into our vessel. We can make strong resolutions to eat strictly kosher and healthy. Non-kosher food affects our souls and vessels negatively. Highly processed foods and other junk food load the body with a lot of negative elements, which exhausts the body in an unnecessary fight to maintain its health. Eat less to have more room for the spiritual light. Bless the food to connect what is good in the energy of the food. These few simple pieces of advice would help us live longer and healthier. Read or scan the following blessing for the month of Iyar. The Kabbalists also give special healing attributes to the rainwater this month. If you see the rain coming down, go out and let your hair get wet a little. Open your mouth to let the raindrops come directly into your mouth and swallow that rain, meditating to absorb the healing energy of the month through the pure water that comes down from the heavens, connecting to nothing until reaching your mouth. You may collect rainwater in a pure, unused vessel, a disposable vessel, to deliver to a sick person in bed. Of course, ask the doctor first. It is better to have direct water than using a vessel that may ground the energy that comes from above. We're continuing to read now the comments for this year of 5781 by my friend, my fellow student of Kabbalah, Keith. And as I said, it's going to sound a little bit like a used car salesman, but don't let that throw you off. Iyar is a very interesting month. On one hand, it is a month of judgment with the Omer and other reasons. Yet on the other hand, it is called Chodesh Ziv, the month of light. The whole month is filled with light. How can it be? Light and judgment are complete opposites. And I am adding a comment. Light is a form of judgment, or a form of perception. Unlike Nisan and Sivan, where only a part of the month is in the Omer, with Iyar, the whole month is in the Omer. And I explain, Nisan and Sivan are the sandwich slices of bread for the month of Iyar. Iyar is considered a negative month. Why? There is a lot of judgment associated with the month. Taurus is the left column of the three earth signs. It is also the second month, the Giburah, or judgment, in the six-month cycle starting with Nisan. The planet that controls this month is Venus, which is the only planet that moves in a clockwise direct motion from left to right. Again, this is an indication of judgment. The ox, which is the symbol of this month, also represents the side of judgment. The burden of judgment in this month is very heavy. And I am adding, unless someone does righteous actions. Hashem, however, is merciful, and there is no sickness in the world without a cure. The cure for this month is the holiday of Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, and the death anniversary of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why is this day so special, and how can we connect to the holiness of this day? Also, why did Rabbi Shimon pass away on this day? It is written that some tzaddikim choose the day that they are going to pass away. I will say that all tzaddikim choose the day that they leave the world. There is a story in the Zohar that describes what happened at his funeral, at his levaya, his being Rabbi Shimon. As the levaya passed through the village of Tzipori en route to Meron, the residents of Tzipori came out with sticks demanding that Rabbi Shimon be buried in Tzipori. They refused to let the procession continue. Maybe they wanted to make money from the fact that Rabbi Shimon was buried there. Maybe they wanted to honor him. But that's not what his wishes were. An argument arose between the residents of Tzipori and Meron. Suddenly, the bed of Rabbi Shimon ascended in the air. Surrounded by a ring of divine fire, the coffin glided to Meron, and that is where he is buried. At that moment, a heavenly voice, Bat Kol, came forth saying, "Go up and get together for the celebration of Rabbi Shimon." Since then, a great celebration takes place at Meron every year. And this is the secret of Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Shimon desired for us to be happy on his yahrzeit, and therefore told us to gather together and be happy. He injected the energy of joy into this day. There are many stories over the years of people who experienced incredible joy on Lag BaOmer. Everyone is happy, even though nobody knows why. Nothing has changed in people's lives, yet they feel in their hearts that they want to rejoice at this holy place. They want to be part of this incredible joy that prevails on Rabbi Shimon's yahrzeit. It is very important to be happy on Lag BaOmer, especially those who merit being in Meron. I am adding, it is important for everyone to be happy on Lag BaOmer, even if not in the room. It is a good day for a long night study of Zohar. Our community will do so on the night of April 29th. And some of this that we will be studying is the Tikkuni Zohar. It's been revealed that the Kabbalah Center has started to publish in both the Aramaic and in English the Tikkuni Zohar. So far, they've issued Volume 1, which goes to Tikkun 17. They've spoken about Volume 2, which goes a few more Tikkunim, but they've run out of print, so hopefully it'll be reprinted quickly. How can we be happy in today's crazy world? Is the question that Keith asked. Most of the world is scared out of their minds from the pandemic, and the other people are barely holding on. Holding on is a long way away from happiness. Is happiness an unattainable goal? Is it reserved for brief periods when we do things we like? It seems that Rabbi Shimon was happy all the time. Connecting to Rabbi Shimon, we can tap into this deep state of happiness that was and is Rabbi Shimon. This year, on April 29th, in Maron, there is a celebration for Rabbi Shimon. It's not his Yortzeit, it's his Hilulah, his day of joy. But there's still COVID restrictions in this land of Israel. Except there's no limitation on the crowds in Maron on Lag BaOmer. None whatsoever. 2 years ago, there was 500,000 people at the various bonfires. Last year, there were restrictions. Why? Because people did not understand what Rabbi Shimon and Lag BaOmer represent, just like most of us do not understand what it is. But this year, through discussions, through recognizing that it's time, that you cannot be overwhelmed, you cannot be getting a disease when you're joyful. Now, I can make that statement, but it's up to you to accept it. But the government of Israel has waived all limitations of size and crowd size in Maron for this Lag BaOmer. It will not surprise me if there's 1 million people there. I'm continuing to read. Remembering the following statement, it is the secret to how to attain happiness. Happiness is an inside job. It doesn't depend on people outside of you. It doesn't depend on chocolate. It doesn't depend on getting married. It doesn't depend on the birth of a grandchild. Happiness is inside of you. It's a choice you make. If one looks for happiness outside of themselves, they will never attain happiness. It is like looking for something that is not there. Happiness has to come from inside of each one of us. We have to not only initiate happiness ourselves, but we actually have to feel it. The more real it becomes in our mind, the closer it starts to become a reality. Everything is in the mind. Everything is consciousness. Use your mind, which is your consciousness. Don't be a robot. We have so many bad programs that we've bought into in our heads. Get rid of them. Throw them away. Put them in a box and burn them up. Just be happy. A person who runs to do the mitzvot with happiness will surely be rewarded. Rabbi Shimon revealed a great light, the Zohar, during his life. And he is the conduit for bounty and blessing, parnassah, joy, happiness, for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon accepts every Jewish soul, every Jewish body, as his, because he knows that he can help them change. We are totally influenced by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is everyone's Rebbe, even the people on a low level. And this is the reason that over 500,000 people go to Meron every year on Lag BaOmer, and I will not be surprised if this year it's over 1,000,000. Hundreds of thousands, more than any other event during the year in Israel. There are certain places that are conducive to receive holiness. And Meron is one of those places. Even secular people are attracted to Meron on Lag BaOmer. Because Rabbi Shimon has the power to attract every Jew. It says about Rabbi Shimon, I can free the entire world from judgments. I am adding, Rabbi Shimon is happy and joyful. People sense this and elevate their mood. Use this tool each and every day of the year. Rabbi Shimon said that with King Yotam ben Uzziahu, himself and his son, Rabbi Elazar, together they could free the world from judgment. From the beginning of time until the end of time. Rabbi Shimon's blessings affect the entire universe. Think about these statements for a minute. He had the power to stand up by himself for the whole world. Even Avraham Avinu could not do this with a small part of it called Sodom. There's a story in the Zohar where Rabbi Shimon was tested to see if he would stand up for the whole world, and he passed that test. Rabbi Shimon was unique because he was able to annul harsh decrees. But the Zohar tells us that Rabbi Shimon didn't pass. It was his joy that annulled harsh decrees. Therefore, on his Yortzeit, on his Hilulah, we also eat and celebrate. It is through this medium of simcha, of joy, that we will be able to annul harsh decrees in our own lives. On Lag BaOmer, miracles happen. How? We don't know how, but we have to know that 100% that the same as Rabbi Shimon helped while he was alive, it's guaranteed that he is still helping the community of Israel today. the antidote to the heaviness of the Omer. And this month is Lag BaOmer and Rabbi Shimon. From Lag BaOmer onwards, the judgment becomes easier. Weddings are allowed on Lag BaOmer, and also we are allowed to cut our hair and listen to music after Lag BaOmer. Many things happened on Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying. But the one that stands out is that Rabbi Shimon revealed to his son and his students the most sublime Kabbalistic secrets before his death. These secrets are part of the Zohar and are called the Idra Zuta. The following is written about Rabbi Shimon at the end of the Idra Zuta. This is a man who caused the earth to tremble, who caused kingdoms to tremble. How many prosecuting angels in the heavens are quieted today for your sake? This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, with whom his master glorifies himself daily. Of him it says, and you should go to the end and rest, and stand up for your allotted portion at the end of the days. Even the upper worlds were afraid of Rabbi Shimon. Pretty strong words but the best part of it is he is our Rebbe, and we can connect to him anytime. Just call upon his Rabbi Shimon. It is written, whoever knows Rabbi Shimon receives chizuk, strength, from him. This means each and every one of us can connect to Rabbi Shimon anytime. What a gift. How do we connect to Rabbi Shimon? It's really easy. Just open the Zohar and read the words. Don't try to understand them. Just read the Aramaic words. Baba Meir Abu Chatzeria says that we don't have to understand what we read, because our soul understands. It is obviously better to be in Maron on Lag BaOmer, but the connection to Rabbi Shimon is made through his writings, through the Zohar HaKadosh. It does not matter where you are in the world. Open the Zohar on Lag BaOmer, and guaranteed it will be like you are with Rabbi Shimon in Maron. The Paul Yoetz says that just reading the Aramaic in the Zohar purifies our soul. We might not know the secrets of the Zohar, but our soul does. The Zohar has the unique ability to purify us and connect us directly to Rabbi Shimon. The most sublime secrets are in the Zohar, and in today's world, everyone needs to study. Everyone needs to study the Zohar. It says in the portion of Noah in the Zohar that the same as the ark was a protection of Noah, his family, and the animals in the end of times, the Zohar will be a protection shield for the people who study it. In Parashat Naso, in the Zohar, it says, and because the Israelites in the future will taste from the tree of life, which is the book of the Zohar, they will leave the exile with mercy. The restrictions about studying the Zohar don't apply today. And anyway, those restrictions were for the practical Kabbalah, which is a very high level, not the basic principles of how the world works. Rabbi Avraham Azulai, over 500 years ago, annulled the restrictions. Also, today, science has come so far that they have proved many things that Rabbi Shimon talked about 2,000 years ago. Today, the study of quantum physics discusses things like no time, no space, no motion, which Zohar talked about 2,000 years ago. Don't miss out on the incredible secrets contained in the Zohar by not studying it. The Zohar was so far ahead of its time, Rabbi Berg of the Kabbalah Center would describe it as 25th century science. Don't be small-minded. The Zohar is in many languages today. Don't think you won't understand the Zohar. You don't have to understand it. You just have to read it. You just have to scan it. If the kids in high school can understand quantum physics, then surely a Yid, a Jewish person who has studied some holy works like the Gemara, or just even the Chumash itself in English, will be able to understand the basic principles in the Zohar. They really are not that difficult. Try it. You might like it. There is no Musar book among all the writings of Chazal that has an elevation as the Holy Zohar. That's a statement by the Chazon Ish, one of our Kabbalistic sages. Anybody who uses the old excuse about restrictions on studying the Zohar, listen to what the Chofetz Chaim said about studying the Zohar. Anybody who resists studying the Zohar will one day, when they come to the upper courts after they pass away, cry that they did not study it. I am saying that all the other books, the Mishnah, the Gemara, all of them are not important, but spend a little time studying the Zohar. You will be amazed at the beautiful knowledge contained within. He urged everyone to study the Zohar on Shabbat, even young, unmarried Bacharim. Rabbi Mordechai Shirabi Zital said, 1 hour of learning the simple meaning of the Torah, the Peshat, the simple stories on Shabbat, is equivalent to 1 year of learning the same level during the week. And 1 hour of learning the secrets, the sod of the Torah, which is the Zohar, during a weekday is like 1 year of learning Peshat of the Torah during the weekday. Finally, he said, and learning 1 hour of sod on Shabbat is equivalent to 75 years of learning Peshat during the weekdays. Wow. Think about this for a minute. It's absolutely amazing. He also said there are numerous sources telling us that not only is it permissible to study the Zohar, but it is our obligation to study it. He started the famous yeshiva in Jerusalem called Nahar Shalom. The River of Peace is the translation, which that yeshiva still studies Kabbalah today, 50 years later. Harav Buzaglo Zal writes that 1 hour of study of Zohar HaKadosh is equivalent to 1 year of Peshat, the simple meanings. He writes the basic reading of the Zohar, even without understanding it, is equivalent to creating entire worlds. And if one merits understanding even one small quote from the Zohar, whatever he merits to accomplish cannot be done even with 1 full year learning Peshat. He is guaranteed to be deserving of Olam Haba and ultimately merit to sit in the presence of the Shekhinah. Wow. We cannot even begin to comprehend how important it is to read and study the Zohar. Words cannot describe the importance of learning the Zohar HaKadosh. The people who study the Zohar today will have great merit. They will have many salvations. Rabbi Shimon himself will recognize the merits that you have brought into the world. Today, there are still many people who distance themselves from learning the Zohar. Don't be one of these people. Today, with all the commentaries in many languages, the Zohar is available to many more people. Learn it. It is life-saving. Do it. The Sefer Mikdash Melech explains that anyone who learns Zohar brings the redemption closer. The Chida, in one of his books, states, the study of Zohar is more significant than any other study. The Ben Ish Chai said it is advisable to study or read 5 pages of Zohar a day. It is a great tikkun, or correction, for the soul. Everything is dependent on the study of Zohar HaKadosh. The biggest risk that Klal Yisrael has today is all the New Age spiritualities that bring science to prove things that Rabbi Shimon said 2,000 years ago. These spiritualities entice the young generation away from Judaism with their flashy interpretations. But the irony of it all is that the Zohar contains all the secrets of the world that these spiritualities are now teaching. By not pushing a study of Zohar, we take the risk of alienating the young generation, when all the time we have the goods in our own religion. The Zohar is a vibrant work of beautiful Torah. Use it. As mentioned before, one way to connect to Lag BaOmer is happiness. Lag BaOmer is a very happy time, and through happiness we connect to the holiday. We see this with the celebration at Meron. The people are celebrating and dancing the whole night, and there is a lot of happiness. The celebrating goes on till morning. No one sleeps. And with the crowds of people, there was always someone celebrating. Maharil of Paltishan writes, I had the merit to be in Meron on Lag BaOmer, and I can't express in words the great simcha, the great happiness that was there. Fortunate are those who saw it. It was wondrous. The Bnei Yisachar writes that the joy in Meron on Lag BaOmer is beyond nature. It is also important to make a suldat mitzvah, a festive meal on Lag BaOmer. Some interesting facts about Lag BaOmer and Rabbi Shimon. Before I discuss these interesting facts, I'm just reminding you, do you need to physically go to Meron to be in Meron? Or can you just think yourself there on Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is also connected to Purim. They always fall on the same day of the week. The numerology of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is 915. The numerology of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai is 765. Hashem shall guard your Yishmarcherecha. Hashem has a numerology of 915. The phrase Hashem shall guard you. The Hebrew phrase is Yishmarecha, Hashem. Not numerology, gematria of 915. The numerology of Shimon ben Yochai is the same as Mechaye HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead. The verse Yedid Nefesh Av HaRachaman, beloved of my soul, merciful father, is the same gematria as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon passed away at Mincha time, late afternoon on Shabbat, the same time David, Moshe, and Yosef passed. Rabbi Shimon chose Lag BaOmer to leave this world because he knew the secret of this day. In the Omer, Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day of the Omer, and the corresponding Sefirah is Hod Shebahod. Why is this Sefirah so important? According to Kabbalah, all the energy, the Shefa, that we receive in this physical world is funneled through the Sefirah of Yesod, the ninth Sefirah, right before this world, Malchut. Yesod is like a funnel that gathers all the energy from the five Sefirot that are above it, and then sends or funnels it all down to Malchut, the physical world. Yosef HaSadiq is connected to the Sefirah of Yesod, and that is what he did. He gathered all the money in the world. In theory, Yesod is just a funnel, and Malchut is the vessel to receive the Shefa from the funnel. Therefore, in the spiritual world, Hod of Hod is the same as Malchut of Malchut in the physical world. What does this mean? In the spiritual world, Hod of Hod is Shavuot, but only in the potential energy. We still need another 17 days, from 33 to 50. 17 is the gematria of Tov, goodness. So we need these 17 days to bring this potential into physical manifestation. This is a very deep Kabbalistic concept. And all we need to know is that Lag BaOmer is a very powerful day, and this is the reason Rabbi Shimon chose this day. The same as the Torah was revealed on Shavuot, the deepest secrets of the Torah, the Kabbalah, was revealed on Lag BaOmer. It is written in the Zohar that Rabbi Shimon called his students to his house on the day of his passing to reveal these secrets to them. It says that there was a ring of fire around his bed, and only his son, Rabbi Elazar, and his student who wrote down his teachings, Rabbi Abba, were allowed to enter this ring of fire. This concept might be difficult for some people to grasp, but we need to remember, Rabbi Shimon was one of the greatest tzaddikim, and he had complete control over physicality. There is a story in the Gemara that says Rabbi Shimon once heard that one of his students had gone to the big city and had become wealthy. He came back and tried to convince some of his students to leave the yeshiva and go to the city to make money. When Rabbi Shimon heard this, he took the students into the field, said a prayer, and gold coins came raining down. He said to his students that if they wanted to get rich, they don't have to go to the city. They just could take the gold coins. But for everyone they took, they would lose a portion of their world that is coming. Nobody took anything. Now I ask just one question. Who can make gold coins rain down? Some people might have difficulty believing this, but to be honest, this is one of the smallest things that Rabbi Shimon did. Also, everything written in the Gemara is 100% truth. Iyar is also the month of healing. The acronym for Iyar is in Hebrew stands for I am Hashem, your healer. We discussed it above. In this month, we can heal ourselves of any ailment we have, both physical and spiritual. The letters of this month are Pei, which is the letter that created the planet Venus, and the Vav, which is the letter that created Iyar, Taurus. Together, these two letters have a numerology of 86, which is the same as Hashem's name for judgment. Again, alluding to that aspect of judgment. In the morning prayers, just after the Shema, we read the words, Odeinu Matzileinu Me'olam Hu Shemecha. The first letters of the first two words are Pei and Vav, which connects us to this month of Iyar. And the first letters of the next three words are Mem, He, Shin, which is the fifth of the 72 names of God. This combination is all about healing and connects us to this month of Iyar. If you change the order of the letters, it spells Moshe. If you change the order of the letters in a different way, it spells Hashem. And thus these five letters can be substituted with the names Hashem Elohim. Love and limitation. This month is controlled by the planet Venus, which is the planet of love, and the line of the Anabah Koach is the fifth line. The Sefirah of Hod is connected to this line. It is known that the Sefirah of Hod is Misugal, conducive to healing, which confirms the month being a month of light and healing. The name of Hashem for this month is Yud Hey Hey Vav. The third and fourth positions have been changed around, and this order is the same as with the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, which connects us to wisdom. If we inspire ourselves this month, we can attain wisdom. The biggest trait of the people born in Taurus is that they love comfort. They love their homes and are very happy to stay at home. This is one of their tikkunim, their corrections. People born in Taurus need to get out of their comfort zone and move, become more involved. Being an earth sign, it is difficult for people born in this month to get up and move. The earth gravity pulls them down. Taurians excuse everything, themselves, others, the universe. The whole world is all good for them. The whole universe is all good by them, and they don't like ugliness. They remain unmoved by unpleasant situations because they believe evil has no hold on them. They refuse to see the bad and will always find something good in any given situation. This can be a problem because they can become insensitive to others who don't see the world like they do. Taurians are very loyal and can be friends for life. They love physical possessions, especially beautiful things. And this fits in with their trait of being comfortable. They love to possess but will give away things easily. especially to their family. For people born in this month who are reading this, please note that these characteristics are general, and if one does not have them, it only means that they may have corrected them in a previous life, or their rising sign or their moon is stronger than their main sign. Also, remember, each month is not only for people born in that month. Every month, every person has all of these same traits. We all have to watch these traits this month. Our work in this month is all about the counting of the Omer. On the first night of Pesach, we were redeemed and were able to go out from the 49 gates of impurity. This was a free gift from Hashem to get us going. But we lost this gift the next day. From then on, until Shavuot, we had to start earning it. How do we do that? We count the Omer. Counting is work. Counting the Omer purifies us so that we reach the perfection on the 50th day. Shavuot, we also need to take stock of our midot, our character traits, in this time and look for ways to improve. Shavuot is the giving of the Torah is coming. We need to be worthy. During the Omer, we read the ethics of the fathers. The reason is that we use the Tzaddikim as role models and try to learn from them how to improve. Especially Rabbi Shimon, who gave us the Zohar. The man also started falling on Lag BaOmer. It is a good month for Parnassah, for sustenance. And on Lag BaOmer, we can daven for big things. There's one bad thing that happened in ER. Amalek attracted us to this in this month. The lesson is that we always have to be on guard against Amalek, which is all about doubt. Safek, the numerical value of Amalek. Today's physical world is full of doubt with the virus. Don't buy into it. Have certainty that Hashem will help. Use Rabbi Shimon. He is our channel. Another idea about ER. In Hebrew, the astrological sign of this month is called Shor, or ox, or bull. Shor has a numerical value of 506. This is a special number. 506 is the numerical value of Ahavat Hinam, love for no reason. The second temple was destroyed because of Sinat Hinam, hatred for no reason. Love for no reason is the key to bringing the Mashiach. If the Jews would get on with each other, Mashiach would come today. 506 is also the numerology of the acronym of the first letters of the first line of the Ana B'Koach prayer. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters are actually a very powerful name of Hashem. By meditating on it, you connect straight to the tree of life. There is a halakha that says, Esav Sone Yaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. What does this all mean? In the commentaries on the Parsha of Vayishlach, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that Esav has to hate Yaakov unless Yaakov does his spiritual work. And what is this work? Yaakov and Esav were brothers, and when Yaakov came to meet Esav, in Parashat Vayishlah, Yaakov came with unconditional love for his brother. Esav came to kill Yaakov, He came with 400 men, since there were 400 negative forces. When he encountered Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon says, Esav's kiss was sincere. At that moment, he didn't want to kill Yaakov anymore, because Yaakov's love turned his hatred around. Hate cannot stay in the same place as love. Either it gets turned around, or it has to run away. Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet brings down that the same way that a person's face is reflected in water, the same way a person's emotions are felt by the person opposite him. This is a very big secret, and I am sure everybody has experienced this with other people. Many times one encounters a person in a bad mood and immediately feels the negative vibes that person is giving off. Or a person walks into a room and automatically one does not like someone in that room. The way to turn people around is to come to them with love. When you meet a person, send them love, and they will suddenly be nice to you. Use this idea and you will be amazed at the results. Stop judging and start practicing love for no reason in your life, and you will see miracles. When you meet people, meditate in your mind to send them love for no reason. Their souls will feel it. There are some tremendous Kabbalists whose yahrzeit is this month. On the third day, Choni HaMa'agen, Choni, the circle maker. 10th, Eli, the high priest. 14th, Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. There are many stories are attributed to him performing miracles. On the 18th, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. On the 19th, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Ribbonot. On the 26th, the Sefer Goyon. On the 26th, the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, and his book, Path of the Just, is one of the best Musar books ever written. In this article, there are some deep Kabbalistic secrets. Some people might not be able to understand some of these concepts. If there are any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. Being that this month is bathed in light, take advantage of this and connect to the positive side of this month. And let go of the judgments. See the good in people. And remember, start reading the Zohar. One cannot fathom the reward for just reading. Try it. Rabbi Shamun is always our lawyer, and his argument is that it is not our fault for doing bad deeds, because the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is too strong, and we don't have a chance. He could always annul harsh decrees. The Shekhinah rested with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon taught us to never lose hope. Hashem always gives us another chance. That's why Iyar is the month of second chances. That's why we have second Pesach during Iyar. On Lag BaOmer, we have a special connection to Rabbi Shimon and a great time for prayer. Anything is possible. There is a segula from Rabbi Shimon. He says that anyone who is involved in Kiruv, in bringing people back to Judaism, bringing people closer to Hashem, will merit all the blessings that Hashem has blessed Abraham Avinu with, who made Kiruv his life. Rabbi Shimon also says that one will merit entry into the hidden worlds and will be given 70 keys to his master's treasury. The Chazal says that when Rosh Chodesh is observed properly, the entire month will be like Rosh Chodesh, because when the beginning is good, everything that follows becomes good. Even though it is not an obligation to make a meal on Rosh Chodesh, making a meal with bread is recommended. Also try and do more mitzvot on Rosh Chodesh, and definitely learn a little bit more Torah. Have a great month. Chodesh Tov. Now please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Terura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi. These six letters form a sequence and connect us to Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu tacharenu nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Cross Satan, Terror of Satan. You can rearrange the letters and spell Sha'ar Ketan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na Gibor. Dor Sheyechudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The sequence connects to Parnassah and healing. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha. Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel. I'm sorry. Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar. The letter Pei that created the planet Venus, the planet Noga, that goes from left to right. And the Vav that created the planet, the constellation Shor, the bull, the ox. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, representing Elohim, representing Hateva, nature. This permutation for the month. Please rise and join with me as we say together, Yo, hey. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah.
Yo, hey, hey, why? 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 Yo. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmatia katenu yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufav tzadiyutav. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut in its essence of appreciate of kingdom, kingship, and manifestation. In the last verse, the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, that's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh, we have 4 classes. We have our 7 a.m. class. This is West Coast time, where we will read the first and second, the second and third aliyahs for the double portion of Tazria and Netzora. At 11 o'clock, we will have a class studying the Book of Judges, appropriate for the month of Iyar. The third class, our Deep Zohar, at 7 o'clock, we will count the Omer as well as study the Zohar. And at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we will have a class in the Tikkuni Zohar. I hope you'll join us for one or all of these classes. Wish you all Kodesh Tov. And again, I ask, does anyone have any questions?
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
We love you.
We love you all. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you.